Oh, you're right.
We would have never had that if we did not have Home Alone starring Macaulay Culkin. Think about it.
Oh my God, you're right.
Everybody's got an opinion. Every Californian and Virginian. It's so hard to tell who to trust and who to ignore. Someone's got to settle the score. Trey and Chelsea will help you choose whose views win, which ones lose.
Hello.
Well, hello and welcome to Review That Review. We are the podcast that is dedicated to reviewing
reviews.
That is Miss Chelsea Dawn.
And that is Trey Gerald.
But when we come together on this podcast, just call us
the Review Queens.
Chelsea, I gotta know. Let me get my ledger open. What do you want to fill it with today? Are you ready to...
Ledger complaint.
Wait, shoot. Actually, can you do me a favor really fast? I totally forgot.
You're acting.
Tomorrow... Hey! You're not supposed to know. Tomorrow, can we do something tomorrow? Like afternoon, maybe?
Tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Can you do something like... Or maybe Saturday afternoon?
So I can do Saturdays, I can't do Fridays.
Okay, no. Okay, this is my complaint. My complaint is vague questions where you're asking me to do you a favor or if I could do something on Saturday without giving me the information. This is coercion. This is not cool. Why are we still doing this? I am the kind of friend and the kind of person who is actually willing to do a favor, to do a whatever, almost all the time.
Right.
But we have to start saying what it is that we want, right? Like, Trey, can you do me a favor? I actually have a self-tape that is due tonight, and I just really need to run the lines for like 5 minutes. Can you stay for 5 minutes after we're done recording to do that? Okay. Let's ask the question.
Directly.
That we're asking, because a favor could be 5 minutes or a favor could be a day or a week. We got to be specific. Do you have this problem with friends that will just like message you? What are you up to? What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't like the small talk banter getting to the request.
What is it?
Well, I feel like in the professional world, it's very frowned upon if you don't have like a sandwich buffer, like, oh, hi, I hope the weekend's been great.
Right.
Anyway. But I'm not professional. I guess maybe if you're dealing with me professionally, like, sure, go ahead with the formality. But like, if we're friends, I don't need to talk about fluff and like filler before you say, hey, I actually need you to send me $2,000 because I'm in jail. Like, start with that.
God forbid, but yes.
Has this been happening to you? Like, why are you
it's
so heated
like,
all of a sudden?
I think it's not really an all of a sudden. It's just something that I've noticed is happening, especially in the day and age of like, text messages, or nobody likes to talk on the phone anymore, which, you know, is like a complaint of mine because I do like to talk on the phone because I feel like it helps us get to the point. What do we want? So like people will send that initial text message of like, you know, can you do me a favor or whatever it is? And then like I need to now decide how I'm going to reply to it. And I just thought it was something that was happening with some regularity, some people more than others. And I just thought we've never talked about it.
Yeah, I feel that more acutely as I am aging, because I do feel like I don't have time. Like it's part of my like releasing of my Southern politeness and sort of just not being so concerned with how I'm being received over there. I'm not always in that place, but I want to be more in that place, and I'm feeling more free to be that way. So it's just be direct. It happens with me at work as well, where I'm just like, I just ask. Like, I don't have the time to be in this like polite back and forth. Like, you're here for a service. I'm here to provide it. Be direct. And I'm going to be direct with you.
Right.
Just stop. Respect me enough to be direct.
It puts you in an awkward situation because then you have to say like, well, it depends on what the favor is. Or like,
you know? Or you might feel like you're being trapped, because if you're asking me what my schedule is, then if I say, like, I'm not really doing anything, and then you're like, okay, I need you to, like, do this for me, then it's sort of like, well, now I can't really get out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Let's be direct, everyone.
That's the complaint. Be direct, guys. Ask for what you want in, you know, all settings. You might be surprised. I think you might get a better response if you ask for what you want.
Ooh, I like that. That probably is, that's accurate, I feel. Right.
Yeah, right.
Because we're not being weird and wishy-washy. We're being straightforward.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Chelsea, would you like to jump into today's online review?
I'm ready to jump. Got my parachute ready.
Let's hold hands and jump!
Woo!
Review that review.
As you know, we are your trusty review queens. We bring in reviews from the internet that we feel need to be inspected.
We read you a review, we break it down, and rate the impact of that review on a scale from 0 to 5 crowns. It's a very regal process that we call
Assess That Kvetch.
That's right. And Trey, it's your turn this week. What have you brought in for us?
All right. Today, I'm taking it back old school.
Okay.
Today, Chelsea, you and I are going to be rating and reviewing a 4-star Amazon review for the Casio Men's Vintage CA53W-1 calculator watch. Now, I've just sent you a photograph. Do you have any visual when I just say that name?
So I'm not going to look up yet so I can tell you my visual. My visual, for whatever reason, is like Saved by the Bell. Like, I feel like Screech had one of these.
I think he did.
Sort of like a dorky thing to have. It was like the nerdy watch in the 90s where it was like, look at my watch. It's also a calculator. Look at my watch. It's also a calculator. Look at my watch. It's also a calculator. And it was before like cell phones were a thing. And It was like, you know, if you were a nerd, you were like, the king of the nerds. King of the nerds. King of the nerds. If you had this watch, is that right?
Well, that's interesting. I had it. I don't know that I think of myself as a nerd. I like literally had this exact watch. Like,
stop.
Even the blue font at the top that's water resistant. Alarm.
Oh my God, that's so funny. You did?
Yeah, I was obsessed with this watch. So if you haven't seen this on our social media, or if you aren't sure, it's just basically like an old timey, definitely like late 80s, early 90s, definitely Saved by the Bell era, square wristwatch. And it also has like little buttons that go from 0 to 9 and like plus, multiplication, minus, divide, equal buttons as well. So it was like a calculator watch. Long way of saying it was a watch that was a calculator before we had
it was a calculator.
Any other ways. And, you know, I remember this watch, you weren't allowed to wear it when you were taking tests, obviously, because it was a calculator.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because it'd be cheating.
Exactly. So today I have brought in Ethan, no last name. So Ethan, verified purchase, 4-star review for the Casio Vintage calculator watch. And their subject is, like an Apple Watch, only not. Color is gray, and 2,135 people have found this helpful. So it had a little moment.
Oh my God. Okay. Wow. All right,
here we are. I've always wanted a calculator watch. Now that I'm pushing 30, I felt that I'm an adult and I can do what I want. And I want to buy a calculator watch, damn it. Yeah, I said it. You're not my mom. Deal with it. It's great. It has dual time. A stopwatch, alarm, tells the date and day of the week, and a friggin' calculator. If you wear it tightly enough, you can feel your own pulse. So it's like an Apple Watch, only it costs under $20, has a 3-year manufacturer's warranty, and the battery lasts 5 years. Doesn't send text messages, but you can write such words as boobs. Boobies, boob bless, bees, and shoe. So if you're a man of few words and your friend is right next to you, it's basically the same as iMessage. Knocked off a star because the screen seems to lack some contrast. Not sure if it's permanent or the battery is low. Can't recharge the battery, so I don't know. And I'm going to send you another photo. Now, this is the image that Ethan has uploaded with his review.
Okay.
And I'll let you read what you see.
Okay. Okay. Boobs. So it's a picture of Ethan's wrist with the Casio watch on it. And it says boobs. You know how like you can write 80085
yes.
on a calculator and it looks like boobs.
Did you ever do that like on a TI-86 growing up, like at school?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I was going to say that was like a very nostalgic moment for me.
Mm-hmm, me too.
I wanted to ask, when was this review written?
2015, January 31st. Okay,
that makes sense. Because I was like, I feel like pushing 30s is a little bit young. Like, I feel like this is like something that would be nostalgic for people that are like...
Right. This is like 9 years old, basically.
Right. This person is now 39. So that makes sense to me in terms of like them being of the era that used this watch. I mean, interesting review. Really funny and nostalgic with all of the like boobs and stuff. What did we think of the Apple Watch comparison? I mean, that's the butt of the joke, like the pulse and stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Also, like, well, I feel like this was a game change for watches at the time that it was out in the world.
Yes.
And I think Apple Watch has done the same thing. I would say Apple Watch and Fitbit, yeah. Like they're like, is the Fitbit a watch? I don't know.
It can be. Yeah. It can be.
I don't know. I'm all Apple, so I don't know.
Yeah, Fitbit can definitely be a watch or it you know, can just be like a chip.
So I understand the comparison of the two, like Apple Watch has taken over. I also got in the room the landing of this. Like, I don't think the humor really like landed that well with you, but I found it to be very charming because I have a connection to the watch, but I hear that you don't have the connection to the watch.
Right. I still found it charming though. I didn't find it as like LOL laugh out loud funny. But I did, like, I was charmed by it. I mean, it was endearing. I think that Ethan is an endearing reviewer.
Do you think, so it says it's a verified purchase. So they actually did purchase it. This is sure. a rare scenario where I actually feel like the product was purchased and then they made a joke review. I don't think it was like, I'm going to make a joke review to go viral.
Sure.
How do you feel?
I mean, I do think that it's interesting that it went viral because I don't think that it's like that funny. I mean, maybe it's the boobs Correct. Of it all because like I said, like that really, I starred that, like that stuck out to me as a core memory of being yeah. in like elementary school or something. And like, we didn't have cell phones or whatever. So like if somebody wrote boobs on a, you know, a calculator, it was like they were the got to be so the class funny. Clown for the whole day right. or whatever it was, you know? So I think that people maybe connected with that. Plus, this is just like, in a way, sort of bizarre that this product still exists because it yeah. feels like there's so many other products that have come out since that are like, seem like they'd be, you know, better versions of this, plus be a phone. So I don't know. Right. It's interesting, but I am a little surprised that it was like, because you said in the beginning,
2,135 helpful.
I mean, that's a lot.
I will also say, I think looking at the review, the image of the watch saying boobs is, I think, part of the humor, which I guess you sort of miss from the podcast.
Yeah, I think that seeing the image definitely helps. We should definitely, I'm going to make a note to post this on social when this episode comes out so that you guys can see it for yourself. Let's break down some of the valuable aspects of this review, because I do think yeah. that there are a few in there. Mostly yeah. for me, it was... the battery life, like both knowing how long the battery lasted and then also sort of surprised that you couldn't change the battery.
I know.
I think that's true.
I can't imagine that that would be true. Also, it is funny to hear that it's only a 3-year manufacturer's warranty. I wonder if it was that way back in the day or because that seems like a very short period of time.
3 years for how much is the watch?
Maybe part of the water resistantness is why you can't change the battery. This watch is 20. The gray one is $17.56. A black okay. one is $19.30.
All right. So it's not like very expensive. So maybe that's why. Like maybe it's like doesn't even pay to buy a new battery because might as well get a new one. Like, it, you know what I mean?
It does feel to me like a novelty. Like every now and then, like yeah. hipstery guys will have... like the gold, old-timey Casio watches.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need to be able to change the battery if it lasts for 5 years. Like, I can't imagine a professional in a boardroom wearing this watch, right? Like, it does feel like a nostalgic piece at this point.
Definitely.
But I agree. It is interesting in this sort of viral type review that there is, it does end with these sort of like important tidbits about this watch.
Yeah. Like the screen contrast.
But does that even matter if you are only spending $20? That's the main question we're dancing around here. It's like, it's so cheap. So
I guess, but like at the end of the day, you still want to be able to like use it and read it and utilize it. Otherwise, it's like, why am I even buying this or contributing to this?
Right. It feels like something you would win like at Dave and Buster's.
Right. Exactly.
For like a very little amount of tickets. It feels like you'd win
in like a claw machine.
Yes.
Like a Dave and Buster's like claw machine or something.
Spelling and grammar is great, especially since they know how to spell boobs with 8 and 0 and 5, you know?
Yes, so definitely know how to spell things even in calculator. In terms of truthful shady, my one question, I guess, is why is this a 4-star and not a 5?
I mean, he says he took a star off because it lacked contrast and the battery can't be charged.
Oh, okay. It just feels like I don't think there's any major flaw with the product. If it's a $20 watch and the battery lasts...
5 years.
5 years.
Well, it's like you and I were just now saying, like, I actually think, obviously, Ethan is coming to this with a warm heart and reverie for this memory of what this product was, and they love it. But yeah. The fact that there is this questionable life period of the product, they're going to take a star off. I mean, I think that kind of...
Okay.
That sort of rings true for me.
You think that's justified? Okay, maybe. I guess, like, maybe I'm just used to these jokey reviews being either a 1 or a 5.
Or 5. I know. It is interesting.
Right?
Do you think that this is intentional to get attention? Or what do you think?
I do wonder about that. I mean...
I wonder too.
I think that the boobs picture... I think that they were definitely... I mean, obviously, that brings us into humor, and we can go back to common. I think they were going for humor here. Yeah. I think it's like, again, sort of, you're not my mom. It's sort of like fitting with, I know I judged you for being sort of nerdy. I'm sorry, listeners. I didn't mean to judge anybody. That was just my experience. But I think, you know, amongst that crowd, I think a lot of this would land.
Yeah.
And again, like you said, looking at it, I think it lands maybe better than just reading it alone. So I think it's funny.
I mean, I think it's funny.
I think it's intentional, the humor.
I do think it's intentional, but there is a question. This is the truthful shadiness. Like, for some reason, with these viral jokey reviews, I always feel very skeptical. And for some reason with Ethan, I kind of feel like he knew he was winking and being funny in the review, but right. Includes valuable information. So I kind of think it could be Ethan's... I would be curious to go look through Ethan's review history. Because I wonder if they're just like winking at the fact, like, I'm going to leave a review for this watch that was popular 20 years ago. It's like not serious. And if anyone sees it, maybe they'll get a chuckle.
Right.
But I don't know that they were like waiting by the phone for it to go viral so that they could like retweet it or something, you know, like the Kleenex review.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like those giant beach ball reviews. And
yeah,
I don't think that it's that overt. But like, yeah, we have the like Apple Watch comparison, the Pulse thing. I think in general, Ethan is being a little bit more conservative with his humor. I think this is the style that we could expect to see Ethan in person. I think writing boobs on a calculator is about as blue as Ethan gets.
Actually, a good point. That really is like, that's the bar of humor. So, okay, so here is an interesting twist I don't think we've done on the show. It's a viral funny review, but it's actually not really that funny. So, where do you rate humor here?
I guess, like, you know, sometimes we expand humor to entertainment and like, was I entertained? Was I bored? Was I, you know, did I think that this reviewer went above and beyond the average reviewer? And I think that they did.
Yeah, I think you're personally. Right. And for whatever reason, I like Ethan. I don't think they're being shady. I think they're being funny on the internet in 2015. And it's, you know. Like we said with the boobs, like it's funny. This is their point of view.
Exactly. And then I feel like the most important question is like, all right, so you're on the fence. You've always wanted this watch. Your mom wouldn't let you get it. You go on, you read Ethan's 4-star review. Are you clicking purchase?
Right.
It's $20. It's on sale.
Right. Is there an impact here for me? Like, is this going to deal break my decision making?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I would buy it. I think it's funny. The battery, all of that seems unimportant for the price point. Like if it was an Apple right. Watch, I mean, and I you couldn't change the battery. Something that
lasts 5 years for $20.
Pretty good.
It's actually pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, those stats are pretty good.
Okay. I think I can crown Ethan. Do you feel ready?
Let's crown Ethan. Yeah, let's do okay. it. All right, so Chelsea and I each have our own set of 0 to 5 crown cards. In an effort to be fair and not influence each other, we will simultaneously reveal our rating.
The queens are tabulating.
If your email is anything like mine, it is really full and you've probably been paying for extra storage that you don't need. And there's a solution to that, and that is Clean Email, which takes the work out of managing your inbox. Clean Email designed the best way to clean out your inbox once. It is a one-off, one-time sweep. You're automating your email cleaning tasks to keep your inbox clean going forward. Check it out. Our listeners can save 25% off any plan with code REVIEWQUEEN. Clean out your mailbox. Don't be a slob. That's 25% off with code REVIEWQUEEN.
Total score.
Okay, interesting. I'm holding up 4 crowns. Trey's holding up 3.5. I went with 4 crowns because I thought it was a decent review. It didn't like go on for too long. It didn't stay too long in the joke, which is often a complaint of mine.
Good
you
point.
Know, just sort of like beating something over the head over and over again. Obviously, it went viral, so the public has spoken. They like this review.
Good point.
I kind of enjoyed this like nostalgia moment with the boobs, and I think I just like Ethan. I find something endearing about him, and I believe that he's of the caliber of people that would have bought this watch or wanted to buy this watch. And I think that other people reading this review might be pushed over. And there was some real information here about the battery life and the screen maybe not being as, you know, contrasty as I would want. So I think that's a solid review. 4 crowns, not quite a review queen, but pretty good. Why 3.5?
Well, now you've convinced me, but we show our cards without, you know,
yes.
Without leading each other. So I did say 3.5, but honestly, anytime you include a photo, I'm going to give you at least 0.5 crown, like off the top. I think it's very queenly. And I think the review is funny. Like, it's charming. I feel nostalgia when I'm reading it. I didn't give it a review queen because it is missing some oomph, perhaps. Like, you know, the public spoke, but also today in the room, it wasn't a guffawing moment because I don't think that they're Don Rickles, you know? And so I can't give them the full. But I think it's a really good review, like you said, and when you are scouring the internet for reviews, like, it stands out on its own and it has an impression. So 3.5, good solid go for Ethan, and I hope that they are not losing any circulation in their hands from how tight their watch is on their wrist.
Agree. Please loosen it. Loosen your wrist. Don't get yourself into trouble.
Loosen up your buttons, baby. All right, my queen.
Yes.
Well, we did it. We have reached the most regal portion of the show. Chelsea, in all of your regality, who were you inducting today? For
My Royal Highness.
Well, thanks for asking, Trey. Today I'm going to induct a thing that I feel like I use semi-regularly that we haven't inducted yet, which is my blackout curtains. I have sometimes like a weird sleep schedule. I work really late sometimes and I need to sleep in, and where my room is, it can get really, really bright. And I just don't know how I would get through most days without my blackout curtains. What did we do before blackout curtains?
Wow.
I don't even know who I was before blackout curtains. I definitely get better sleep now that I have them. They help like even insulate from the heat. I mean, just all around total winners. Have to induct blackout curtains as my Royal Highness.
Wait, that is such a smart induction. In real time, I just got back. My third nephew was born from my sister. So Grant Daly Kimball is in the world.
Grant.
And I know Grant is a good name, right?
Grant's a great... I like Grant Kimball.
Yeah.
Cute.
And you'll appreciate this.
Good job, Mandy. Good job, Evan.
Yes. So Daly, the middle name, Daly, is named after my sister's cat Dudley that passed away. And because Dudley is like Irish, she wanted it to be like an Irish D, and they came up with Daly.
So
but very Jewish of my sister.
I love that.
Wait, okay, but the point was, dealing with these, like, children babies, you like, it's a necessity to have blackout curtains because you need these little fuckers to sleep.
That's right.
And I, for whatever reason, me and David's history of curtains, like, we've never had blackout curtains, and we've talked about, like, actually wanting them in this new house, but we have baseboard heating, and it's complicated because you want the curtains to go to the floor, and then it's sort of like, but there's baseboard heating, and so then you have to, like, raise it a foot, but then it, like, looks fucking weird, so we just, like, didn't pull the trigger. But God, sleeping with blackout curtains, very dangerous. It's sort of a two-sided
point. That's right. True.
Yeah. But no, I totally hear that. And if you have good ones, I actually do want you to tell me off air, because sure. I do want to purchase some, but I feel like I'm just grabbing a fish out of a barrel. So I'll take some insight on
that. Yeah, anytime.
Good timely induction.
Block it all out. Block it all out. Get a good nap in.
Block it all out, but be direct and make sure you type boobs. Okay?
That's the moral of the story.
That is today's moral. And yes. You know what? We did it, Queen. That is another round on the RUARQ Ferris wheel of boobies.
Boobs. If you like what you heard, thank you for joining us. If you like what you heard, please tell a friend.
And if you did not like what you heard, please tell an enemy, because you're not my mom.
You're not my mom. On this week's After Show Pod, new source alert.
Ooh.
We are reviewing a 1-star review from commonsensemedia.com for the Barbie website. Get ready.
Oh. Barbie website.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Not so aw.
Oh, heard. All right. Well, I'm really wondering, why did this get said? But if you're on the internet, you could go to so many better websites to stroke your sausage. Why are you choosing Mattel, motherfucker?
Maybe because you're like, I don't want to go to a porn site because my parent would see that, but nobody would suspect anything of the Mattel website.
We're really channeling a lot of nostalgia for me today.
What was your go-to underground porn source?
Honestly,
I'm wondering too.
Pondering. Well, as we wonder and we ponder and we pontificate, I need a thesaurus. I need some new words for this. Anyway, please, everyone, within the sound of me and Chelsea's voice, please remember.
Ignore the haters. You're a queen.
Gender non-specific queen.
Of course.
Goodbye. Bye.
Sign up directly on Apple Podcasts to hear our weekly members-only after show. Unlock additional benefits when you become a Patreon member at reviewthatreview.com/Patreon. Follow us on all the socials at The Review Queens and join our mailing list at reviewthatreview.com. Our Kvetch line is open 24/7 at 1-850-REVIEW-0. Don't be a mashugana. Call the Kvetch line today.
I've sat on that review for a while, which I feel like I say all the time, and I wasn't sure how it would go.
Yeah.
But
I liked it. It was fun. I gave it 4 crowns. It made me think about, like, what was my favorite 90s gadget thing.
Oh, wait. Can I guess? Okay. Well, I'm thinking of 90s gadgets, and I think of the see-through phones.
Lindsay had that.
I think of the Talkboy. Is that what it is?
That's it.
Wait, did you have a Talk Boy or a Talk Girl?
I think I had the Talk Boy because, like, the Talk Girl came out later. And as soon as Home Alone 2 came out and I saw it, I was like, oh my God, I need that. Credit card? You got it.
Did you have the Talk Boy pen? It was a writing pen.
I might have.
Yeah, I definitely had that shit.
I think I might have had that too, because it was like, yeah, it was really incognito.
Yes.
And you could, like, put it with your, like, in your backpack and you could record people.
I loved all that shit. And all of that.
Those were the days.
Truly the days. And you know what that led to?
What?
Scream. The voice changer.
Oh, you're right.
We would have never had that if we did not have Home Alone starring Macaulay Culkin. Think about it.
Oh my God. You're right.
Voice changers didn't exist. Yeah, until that movie. No one had ever considered the concept. Didn't exist anywhere in the world. There was no way to change your voice. No one had been changing their voice for voiceover projects or cartoons. Didn't exist.
I wonder if that's true.
I don't know. I wonder who came up
with
it.
But either way, it was like one of the, get out of here. But also, like, you could record things with it. I don't know. It was great. Definitely my fave.
Speaking of Scream, let's go to the after show because in real time, major news just broke and we have to talk about it on the after show.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's do it.
Love you guys. See you Friday.
Love
Bye.
You. Bye.